Now, another hour of Smart Talk, 620 KPOJ, Portland's Talk.
To the hills of Los Angeles, a voice is rising to serve justice. This is the Norman Goldman Show, the home of fierce independence, intelligent dialogue, and passionate logic is right here, right now. Sitting in for Norm, here is Adam Klugman, host of Mad as Hell in America Radio. Heard Saturdays on AM 620, Portland's Talk, KPOJ.
Welcome to the Norman Goldman Show. www.normangoldman is the website. And you may have guessed, because I know this is a very smart audience, that I am not Norman Goldman. In fact, I am Adam Klugman, because Norman Goldman is the hardest working man in radio, and he is out and about doing God's work in the world, or at least the political work in the world that needs to be done. In fact, that's how Norm and I met. He was up in Portland, Oregon. I have my own show, as the intro said, Mad as Hell in America. You can check me out at madashellinamerica.com. Norman Goldman was up in Portland promoting an event for local Democrats, just a local Democratic Party up in Portland, Oregon. Why does he do it? Because he cares. So he came on my show to promote it, and we hit it off, boom, right away. It was instant. It was like we were camp buddies that had known each other for 30 years. And I think the reason is that Norm is a guy who doesn't carry water for anyone. He's an independent guy. I am the same way. And we, when the Democrats are right, we're with them. When the Democrats are wrong, we're against them. Generally, we feel the Republican Party is completely out of its mind, and we just had a great time. And so he said, hey, when I'm out of town, would you like to sit in on my show? And I said, I would be honored. And so not only am I sitting in on Norm's show, I am here in Norm's chair, honored to be here on a sunny, beautiful day in Los Angeles, which we simply do not get in Portland, Oregon, in November. So, Los Angeles, thank you for having me. Norm, thank you for having me. A little bit more about me. My name is Adam Klugman. Let me spell it. K-L-U-G-M-A-N. You can check me out at madashellinamerica.com. You can also go to adamklugman.com and check out what I was in an earlier incarnation. I used to be a media consultant. Yes, it's true, I was. But I tried to be one of the good guys, and I made a lot of progressive advertising. That's adamklugman.com is the website. You can Google me. Excuse me. I'm everywhere. You can find out all that you want. You can also call 1-888-321-6001. Talk to me. I've left the whole first hour open just so that we can get to know each other. I want to know you. I want you to know me, because I'm going to be here all week. And I have a kind of a slightly different style than Norm. I love Norm's show. I don't have the depth of knowledge that Norm has, but I do love having conversations with people. So we're going to have filmmakers, musicians, activists, organizers, comedians. It's going to be kind of a progressive renaissance circus fun-filled week for all of us. Some great people are going to be here. And in full disclosure, and in the spirit of full transparency, if you're over 40, my last name may sound familiar to you, Klugman, K-L-U-G-M-A-N. I do have a famous father. His name is Jack Klugman. He was on The Odd Couple. He played Oscar Madison, the messy guy on The Odd Couple. He was also at a show called Quincy M.E. So in full disclosure, I do have a famous father, but that is not why I am here. I am here because I want to talk about what we're going to do in this country now. I think that we are standing on the brink of a historical moment, the likes of which I don't think the world has ever seen, because I am a huge supporter of the Occupy movement. And in the 5 weeks that we had an encampment in Portland, I dedicated every show to discussing it, because I feel that this is our moment in history. And I know that Norm's audience also gets it, that our political system is broken, that there are no politicians or candidates on their way to fix it, and that it's really up to the people of this country to reestablish democracy here. And to be honest, ever since the Occupy movement started, I find it kind of increasingly more difficult to tolerate the mainstream news. Do you know? It's like, Herman Cain? Are we really even having that discussion? And isn't that really the problem? That we get distracted with the nonsense while our world melts down faster than the polar ice caps? I mean, the Super Committee? Did we expect anything but this? I mean, if Congress is broken, then the Super Committee is going to be super broken, right? So, to me, none of this that we have in the mainstream media is an actual discussion because it doesn't have anything to do with reality. Because Washington is just like one big Thanksgiving dinner with your family, you know, one giant dysfunctional mess. And all it does is keep us distracted. I mean, all of our jobs have been shipped overseas. Our biggest energy corps and banks pay no taxes. We're fighting at least three wars. We've got a Republican Party that is in the right pocket of big business and a Democratic Party that is in the left pocket and a president who promised hope and change but instead served up a heaping shovel full of steaming status quo and Bush administration policies of war, secrecy, civil rights violations, and corporate servitude. So what I want to do for openers, is take the entire mess and kind of just throw it away. Because one thing is clear, right? Washington is broken and we need a new system. And I'm going to use some bad words today. So if you have kids in the room, you might want to cover their ears. Because the first word is socialism. Yes, that's right. Today, I'm going to talk about socialism. Because maybe it's time we took that word back. Like maybe it's time we took back the L word. That's right. I'm talking about the word liberal. I know there are lots and lots of folks out there who agree with me on this because I get the emails. So how about it? How about if we took back the idea that there is nothing wrong with a system of government that puts the common good before the private individual good? Now, I know that's heresy in America, and I'm sure there are people listening to me right now whose hair is catching on fire, but I'm telling you, I won't back down from this. Because socialism is not a bad word, because every modern, reasonably free society in the world, including ours, has socialist institutions, right? The police department is a socialist institution. The fire department is a socialist institution. Social Security is socialism. Medicare is socialism. And in other pinko countries like Belgium, Denmark, Norway, Finland, and Sweden, they have social democracies. These hybrids, which make a lot of sense, do things like put tariffs on imported goods to protect their workers. And I hope you're sitting down, because these countries also provide cradle-to-grave health care for their citizens. I know, it's madness. And why do they do this? Why? Because, well, they actually care about their own people, because they put the public good of their citizens over the profit of their private citizens. And yes, they tax their people. They tax them, some as much as 70%. But think about what you're paying for, and you are going to pay for it one way or the other. I mean, how are those healthcare premiums to private insurance companies working out for you? Are they going up or down? Right? They're going up. And I don't know about you, but I pay about $12,000 a year with a $5,000 deductible just to be protected if someone in my family gets catastrophically ill. So it's not even really health insurance. It's just disaster insurance. So, I mean, if you're going to be taxed, and you are going to be taxed, wouldn't it be nice to know that the people you love will never be denied health care? Wouldn't it be nice to go to bed at night knowing that everyone, including your children, has access to quality free education and equal opportunity? Isn't it worth it to know that you have job security, retirement security, that you were born into a society that sees its primary goal as providing social and economic justice for its people? Not its corporations. So maybe it's time that we stop thinking about socialism as a bad word. I mean, let's take it back. And while we're at it, let's grab liberal too. Because liberal means generous, open-minded, favorable to progress. But we've allowed them to turn us into the enemy. We've even switched our brand to progressive just so that we will be more palatable to the most aggressive, most selfish, most ignorant elements in our society. Well, I say it's time we stop running from these wimps. So I'm going to speak into this microphone as clearly as possible and say, am a liberal, and I want to talk about socialism. Now, I'm not saying I'm a socialist, because I don't think I am. I believe in socialist principles like putting the common good first. I believe that one role of government is to prevent big business from rallying against the interests of the people. Don't you? I mean, I believe that workers have a right to demand a reasonable standard of living, to organize to protect that right, as well as a safe and healthy workplace. Don't you? I mean, does that make us socialists? You tell me. Does it make me a libertarian because I believe the government should stay out of my personal life and not tell me which people I can marry? Does it make me a Republican because I believe in some degree of individual responsibility? Or is it just common sense that people want a government that genuinely cares about them? One that respects their private choices. One that provides for them when they are in distress. One that defends against enemies both foreign and domestic. One that helps them educate their children and care for their elderly and promote the common good in a way that builds a society that works for everyone. You want to call me a socialist? Go for it. But I won't back down. And I won't run and hide because you called me a bad name. But what I will do is ask you this. Tell me why the system we have now is better. And don't scream about democracy and free markets as if unregulated capitalism and human liberty are the same thing, because they're not. Because when 400 families make an average of $358 million a year and earn more of the wealth than 155 million of their fellow citizens, it's no longer a democracy, folks. It's an oligarchy. It's free market fundamentalism. It's corporate jihad. I don't even know what it is, but it sure as hell isn't a government run for and by the people. And I think it's time we stopped running. Don't you? I think it's time we stopped hiding behind words like progressive, so we will be more acceptable to the very people who seek to destroy us. And I do it too. I mean, I call myself a progressive at times, and sometimes it's apt. But sometimes I do it as a way to apologize. So I've kind of made a pact with myself that I will never again substitute the word progressive when I really mean is liberal. We need to get on the rooftops and shout words like socialist and liberal until we are not afraid of ourselves anymore. Because then, and only then, will we be able to take an effective stand for what we know in our heart of hearts is true? That America is sick right now. That our beloved democracy is broken. That there is no party in power that can save us. And if there is any hope at all, it is with the people who are rising up now in this Occupy movement, in this country, and in countries and cities all over the world, in nonviolence and non-cooperation, to demand the better way. Because there is no power at the top anymore. Not for the people. All you have to do is look at this super committee. I mean, it's absurd. Some people have been saying, you know, good for the Democrats. And in a way, it's like, yes, in the context of a completely broken system, yay Democrats for standing up to the Republicans. But if you really look deeply at it, you don't even need to look that deeply at it. What you see is, well, if they will give up the Bush tax cuts, the Democrats are willing to give up Social Security. They're willing to give up Medicare. But I say no. That's not a reasonable compromise. This is not a fair system. The system is sick. And we, the people, are the cure. I want to know what you think on this. Numbers are 1-888-321-6001. You can make a comment on Facebook at Norman Goldman or the Norman Goldman Show on Facebook. There's also a new app for Norman Goldman. You just go to the App Store and type in Norman Goldman. Become a part of this conversation with me. Have I gone too far? Is socialism too far to go, or is this what we should be talking about in terms of how we reinvent the system. Because I'm not interested in tinkering with increments of a broken democracy anymore. I mean, there are times in life for radical change, and there are times in life for incremental change. And I believe we are at a point in history where we need radical change. I'm Adam Klugman, in for Norman Goldman. www.normangoldman.com is the website. Join the conversation on Facebook. Go to Facebook and type in the Norman Goldman Show, or give me a call here. I'd love to talk to you. I can't wait to get to know Norm's audience. 1-888-321-6001. Have I gone too far? Give me a call. I want to hear about it. My name is Adam Klugman. Check me out at adamklugman.com, or go to my show website at madashellinamerica.com. We're also on YouTube. I want to get to know you. I'm going to be here all week.